This article is brought to you by the best-selling book See It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to speak as a leader when you are announcing your own departure from the team or organization. Say it with clarity, strength, and grace before rumor fills the silence. In short, a leader departure announcement is not a farewell speech. It is an act of leadership. How you deliver it shapes whether your team feels steadied or abandoned, whether your legacy holds or fractures. Say it yourself, directly, before anyone else does. Give people something to hold onto, clarity about what comes next. Your tone, not just your words, is what people will carry forward. Definition: a leader departure announcement is the deliberate, structured communication a leader delivers when leaving a team or organization. It conveys the decision, the reason at an appropriate level, and a clear message about continuity in a way that preserves trust and steadies the people being left behind. I have watched a skilled leader, someone who had built real loyalty over 7 years, dissolve that goodwill in a single afternoon. She sent an email, 14 lines. Her team found out she was leaving the same way they found out about printer maintenance schedules. By the following week, the two strongest people on her team had quietly started looking elsewhere. Not because she was leaving, because of how she left. A leader departure announcement is one of the most demanding acts of leadership voice you will ever face. You are delivering news that unsettles people, while simultaneously asking them to trust the path forward. You are speaking from your own emotional fog, and you are doing it under time pressure, often with constraints on what you can actually say. This article gives you a clear, step-by-step process for getting it right. Why speaking your own departure is so hard. Most communication guides treat departure announcements as a logistics problem. Write the email, tick the box, move on. That framing misses the whole difficulty of it. When you are the one leaving, your emotional stake in the moment works against clarity. You may feel guilt about the disruption you are causing. You may feel relief about the change ahead, and then guilt about the relief. You may be carrying information you cannot share. All of that lives in your voice when you speak, and your team will hear it. There's also a particular trap for leaders who have been effective. The stronger your relationships, the harder the conversation. You know the people in that room. You know who will take it hardest. The instinct is to soften the news so much that it loses its clarity entirely, and fake reassurance is far more unsettling than direct honesty. The good news is that a clear process carries you through the fog. Here is that process. What do you need to settle before you speak? Two things must be in place before you open your mouth or write a single word of your departure message. First, you need permission and alignment with whoever sits above you. Know what you are authorized to say about timing, reasons, and succession plans. Know what is off limits. This is not optional. Speaking prematurely or saying something your organization has to work back damages your team's confidence in the whole transition. Second, you need your own emotional footing. Not perfection, not the absence of feeling, but enough groundedness to speak with intent rather than reaction. If you have not yet arrived at that place, take a day before you speak. One day spent preparing is worth far more than an immediate announcement delivered from a place of unsteadiness. This matters especially because managing rising tension during organizational change or company restructuring often begins the moment a departure is announced. Your emotional tone in those first minutes sets the temperature for everything that follows. The process. 6 steps to a leader departure announcement that holds. Step 1. Decide the order of your audiences. Before you say anything, map out who needs to hear this, and in what sequence. Your direct reports deserve to hear from you before anyone else in the organization. Key peers should come next. Broader stakeholders follow. This sequence matters because trust is built through respect, and respect is demonstrated by the order of disclosure. If someone on your team finds out through the grapevine before you tell them personally, that wound does not heal easily. Write the sequence down and commit to it. Step 2. Choose your format for each audience. Your direct team in person, or on a live video call if you're distributed. Not email. Not a shared calendar invite with vague agenda text. Your broader organization, a written communication, after the personal conversation with your team, prepared and approved by the right people. Individual key relationships, a personal one-on-one conversation, either before or immediately after the group announcement, where the person can respond without an audience. The principle here is simple. The closer the relationship, the more direct and personal the format must be. How leaders stay visible in virtual workspaces is worth reading before you plan a remote team announcement, because the channel choices matter enormously when you cannot read the room in real time. Step 3. Build your core message with four components. Your spoken message to your team needs four things, in this order. Number 1. The plain statement of the decision. No preamble, no throat clearing. I want to tell you directly, I have made the decision to leave this role. Number 2. The reason, at the level you are authorized to share. Even a partial reason is better than nothing. I have been offered a role that takes my work in a new direction is honest and complete. You do not need to justify or over-explain. Number 3. Acknowledgement of what this means for the team. Name the disruption. Do not pretend it is seamless. I know this creates uncertainty, and I want to speak to that directly. Number 4. What they can count on from you before you go. The handover plan, your availability, your commitment to the transition. Be specific, not reassuring in the abstract. A short script for the opening. I want to talk to you about something important. I have decided to leave this organization, and my last day will be the end of next month. I wanted you to hear this from me, face to face, because that is what you deserve. Step 4. Prepare for the reactions, not just the delivery. Your people will respond with a range of emotions, and some of those responses will be directed at you. Frustration, disappointment, even a brief flash of anger, are all reasonable human reactions. Your job in that moment is not to defend yourself or to soothe too quickly. It is to stay present. Prepare specific answers to the questions your team is most likely to ask. Who will lead us next? What happens to the project we are in the middle of? Will our team structure change? You will not always have full answers. But I do not know the answer to that yet, and I am committed to finding out before I go is far better than vague reassurance. The way you handle questions in the room is itself an act of leadership voice. Stay grounded, stay direct, and resist the pull to make promises you cannot keep. For guidance on handling the harder moments that can surface in group settings, How to Handle Conflict During Meetings offers a solid framework for staying composed under pressure. Step 5. Anchor the team's confidence before you close. Before you finish, speak directly to the strength of the team, not as a performance, not as empty encouragement, but a specific, evidence belief. Name what they have built. Name what you have seen them do. You handled the Greenhill restructure last year when most teams would have fractured. You know how to carry difficult things. This is one of those moments, and I have no doubt about your ability to come through it. Specific is the difference between words that land and words that dissolve. Generalized praise feels like a parting gift. Specific, earned recognition feels like truth. And truth is what people hold onto when uncertainty sets in. This kind of affirmation directly supports how to sustain team synergy during leadership transitions and restructuring, because a team's belief in their own coherence is often what carries them through the gap between one leader and the next. Step 6. Follow up in writing, the same day. After your spoken announcement, send a written summary to your team. Not a long message. A clear, warm, specific note that restates the key points, the timeline, the handover plan, your commitment to the transition, and a direct invitation to come and talk to you individually. This serves two purposes. It gives people something to refer back to when the initial shock settles and the questions begin, and it demonstrates that your words were not just spoken in a moment. They were deliberate, prepared, and meant. The written note also becomes part of your legacy in that team. It will be read more than once. Announcing your departure to a remote or hybrid team. The absence of physical presence changes this conversation in ways you need to prepare for specifically. In a remote setting, the natural cues you rely on, eye contact, the pause that says you're serious, the visible care in your expression, must be replaced with deliberate communication choices. Ask everyone to join the call with their cameras on. Begin the call on time, and do not open with pleasantries. Deliver the news within the first 2 minutes. After you deliver the core message, pause. Let the silence do its work. In an in-person room, people fill silence with sighs, looks, small gestures. On a video call, silence is just silence, and it is uncomfortable enough that the temptation is to rush past it. Resist that. Let the news land. Follow the call with your written note within the hour, not the next day. In a remote environment, the space between your spoken words and a written record is where anxiety grows fastest. The role of communication in meeting success applies directly here. The meeting is not just the delivery of information. it is the creation of a shared emotional experience. Plan it accordingly. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling books 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. What leaders get wrong when announcing their departure? The mistake: waiting too long to tell the team, hoping to manage the timing more carefully. Why it happens: leaders often wait for more certainty, a confirmed successor, a clearer timeline. The instinct is to bring complete information. What to do instead? Announce as soon as you have clearance. Incomplete information delivered directly is always better than complete information delivered through rumor. The mistake: making the announcement about their own feelings rather than the team's needs. Why it happens: this is an emotional moment, and leaders are human. The feelings are real and deserve a place, but a departure announcement is not a therapy session. What to do instead? Acknowledge your own feeling briefly and genuinely, then return the focus to the team within two sentences. This is a meaningful decision for me, and more than that, it matters to you, and here is what I want you to know. The mistake: being vague about what happens next because they genuinely do not know. Why it happens: uncertainty about succession and structure is common and real. Leaders do not want to speculate. What to do instead? Be explicit about what you know and what you do not. I do not yet have confirmation of who will lead this team. I will have that information to you within 2 weeks, and I will not leave before that clarity exists. Naming the uncertainty directly is more steadying than pretending it does not exist. The mistake: sending a written announcement before having the personal conversation. Why it happens: written communication feels safer and more controllable, especially for leaders who are not confident in emotional conversations. What to do instead? Speak first, always. If you're genuinely unable to do so for logistical reasons, a phone call is better than an email. If the announcement must go to a large organization before you can speak to every person individually, ensure your own direct reports have had the personal conversation before that broader message lands. If your team has concerns they want to raise formally before you go, point them towards scripts for giving upward feedback to your manager that actually gets heard. Give them that avenue. It is part of the respect you owe them. Your departure announcement checklist. Use this before and after your announcement to make sure nothing essential was missed. Before you speak: number 1, you have confirmed what you are authorized to say and when. Number 2, you have mapped your audience sequence direct reports first. Number 3, you have chosen the right format for each audience in person or live video for your team. Number 4, you have prepared the four components of your core message: the decision, the reason, the acknowledgement of disruption, and your commitments. Number 5, you have prepared specific answers to the questions your team is most likely to ask. Number 6, you have identified the 2 or 3 people who will take this hardest and planned individual follow-up conversations after you speak. 7, you have sent a written summary to your team the same day with a clear invitation to talk. 8, you have checked in individually with the people who need it most within 48 hours. 9, you have kept your commitments regarding handover timeline and communication. 10. You have not let the transition period become a slow fade. You are still showing up with your full leadership voice until the day you leave. Add if tension is surfacing between your departure and the next chapter, how to use the value method to advocate for tension resolution with a manager who dismisses the problem gives your team a way to name and address what is rising. The last thing you carry out the door. In my 6 decades of working with people and teams, I have come to believe that the way a leader leaves tells you more about their character than almost anything they did while staying. The departure is not the postscript to your leadership. It is part of it. A well-delivered leader departure announcement is not just about managing the transition smoothly. It is an act of respect for the people you built something with, for the work that mattered, for the standard you set when you arrived. Your team will forget most of what you said in meetings. They will not forget how you said goodbye. Prepare it with the same care you gave to your first day. Say it plainly, say it warmly, and say it yourself. That is what the moment deserves, and that is what your people deserve from a leader departure announcement done right. Frequently asked questions. What is a leader departure announcement? A leader departure announcement is the formal communication a leader delivers when leaving a team or organization. It tells people what is happening, why, and what comes next. Done well, it steadies the team, preserves trust, and protects the legacy of the work done together. How do you deliver a leader departure announcement without unsettling your team? Deliver your leader departure announcement in person where possible, before rumour can spread. Speak with warmth and directness. Address what people actually worry about: continuity, the future, and your confidence in them. Avoid vague language. The clearer you are, the calmer your team will be. When is the right time to announce you are leaving your leadership role? Announce your departure as soon as the decision is confirmed and you have clearance to share it. Delaying allows rumour to take hold. Your team deserves to hear it from you directly, with enough lead time to adjust, ask questions, and plan for the transition ahead. What should a leader say when announcing their own departure? Acknowledge the decision plainly, share the reason at whatever level is appropriate, express genuine gratitude, name what you believe the team is capable of, and point clearly toward what comes next. Avoid over-explaining or apologizing. Speak with warmth and confidence, not with guilt or performance. How do you handle a leader departure announcement in a remote or hybrid team? For remote teams, move the announcement to a live video call, not a written message. Ask everyone to have their cameras on. Pause after the news to let it land. Follow up with a written summary the same day. Schedule one-on-one check-ins with key people within 48 hours. What are the most common mistakes leaders make when announcing their departure? The most common mistakes are announcing too late, being vague about what happens next, making the message about personal feelings rather than the team, and treating the moment as a formality. Each of these erodes trust. The antidote is specificity, warmth, and a clear focus on the people you are leaving. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.